fraud begins with sending mail-in ballots to everyone in the registration rolls, including dead people and people who moved out of Nevada long ago. It gets worse from there. The present system of ballot harvesting, inaccurate signature verification by computer, questionable voting machines, and easily hackable software for tabulating those totals opens the door for a very reasonable suspicion of voter fraud. With the technology we have today, we should have accurate registration rolls and a voting system so safe, secure, and auditable that it is totally above and beyond suspicion. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The federal government and separately 48 states and districts are suing Facebook.
The Federal Trade Commission wants Facebook to sell Instagram and WhatsApp, saying it's trying to eliminate competition. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the states have similar worries.
Unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power by setting the terms for how it uses private data.
The FTC fined Facebook $5 billion last year for privacy violations. James says Facebook needs to be reined in.
Their efforts to suppress innovation, to cut privacy protections, monetize data.
Facebook says government action punishes successful businesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to let him join a lawsuit challenging his election loss. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a court filing, the president asked to intervene in a Texas lawsuit that seeks to throw out the voting results in four states. He has alleged election fraud and describes this case on Twitter as the big one. In a separate brief, lawyers for 17 states, led by Missouri's Republican Attorney General, also urged the Supreme Court to hear the case. Previous efforts to overturn the 2020 election results have, so far, come up short. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Lawmakers are embracing a one-week extension of government funding to buy time for more COVID-19 relief talks. The House on Wednesday easily passed a temporary funding bill that sets a December 18th deadline for Congress to wrap up both a virus relief measure and a $1.4 trillion government spending bill. The Senate is expected to easily pass the bill before midnight Friday to avert a partial government shutdown. Meanwhile, negotiations continue over another round of virus aid. On Wall Street, the Dow by 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
California Democrat.
For weeks now, you've heard me talking about the December 7th deadline for enrollment of your Medicare plan. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Well, the deadline is come and gone, but for some of you, there may be an opportunity to enroll in a plan until December 31st. To find out if you qualify for this late enrollment, call my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you're turning 65 in the next 4 months, you need to talk to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. If you've lost your employer-based coverage, or maybe you're contemplating retirement, you need to speak with Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service has been absolutely incredible. They can do the same thing for you. Just call Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Transportation Security Administration is monitoring employees at McCarran International Airport. As of today, the TSA has confirmed 101 cases of the coronavirus among its employees at McCarran since the pandemic began. But 65 of those cases have been recorded since November 19th, marking a 55% increase. Nationwide, over 3,800 TSA employees have tested positive for COVID, with some 760 of those marked as active cases. Now, despite COVID-19's withering economic impact, Southern Nevada's housing market continues to show strength. Las Vegas Realtors reports local home prices were up again last month, setting another record in a six-month run of increasing home prices. The median sales price of an existing single-family home in Southern Nevada was $345,000 in the month of November. Well, this year's National Finals Rodeo may be underway in Texas, but Las Vegas is not waiting to remind folks that the rodeo and the Cowboy Christmas will be back in Las Vegas, where it should be and has been since 1985. They're reminding people on their website.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Going to crash eastbound Craig. That's at the 15 interchange. Also, we're getting some slow flows as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl on the 515 eastbound at Main. And that's causing some delays on that transition, leaving 15 north, and some heavy volumes, 215 east, Valley Verde.
Gather around! Washington, D.C., it got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this hump day edition of Live and Local, just in time for the holidays. Send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Yep, this hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Well, believe it or not, February 1st, another session of the Nevada legislature will convene. And a lot of people asking the question, what is going to happen? We've got a hole in our budget. How do we fill it? Are we going to have to raise taxes? Are departments going to have to really reduce their expenditures by 12% across the board? For answers to that and more, we check in with our buddy Tom Roberts, assemblyman from District 13. Tom, how you been?
Very good, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. How you been?
I've been great, and I'm getting ready for Christmas. I'm going to do some Christmas shopping over the next couple of days, and I'm going to try and get ahead of it.
Good for you. I'm there too. I'm slightly ahead.
I love that. I love that. Let me just ask you, I've talked with a number of people across the state, and there seems to be consensus on both sides of the aisle that we've got a financial problem that is developing in our state that seems to be getting worse by the day. We had the governor telling the department heads to cut by 12%. The Economic Forum came in with their report last week. How bad is it? You've had a chance to look at this. How bad is it? How big is that hole in our state's budget?
Well, I mean, it's fairly good size. You know, we did a number of reductions during the special sessions this past summer. You know, we've only got $8.6 million projected coming in. Of course, that's absent of any federal dollars that that may come in from any relief package. So that needs to be factored in, and also any federal dollars that are going to be left over. I'm told that there could be an extension. Previously, those were supposed to be spent by the end of December. I don't know if there's any of those monies left in the state coffers. So really, that's the number that we've got to work with is 8.6 at the bottom and up from there.
Let me just ask you, the governor has ordered his department heads to look at cuts of somewhere around 12% across the board. I've talked to some members of the legislature that are not into this across the board cut type of thing, and they'd like to see something that's a little more measured. Maybe you don't cut education or HHS, but you do cut some of the other departments. Where are you on that issue?
Well, I'm there with them. You know, I would believe that 12%, you know, just standard cuts are not good business practice, because in Medicaid and in a variety of dollars, you get matching funds, and for every dollar you put there, you actually equates to $3 or whatever. And so I would not be a supporter of across the board cuts. I'm going to be on the Ways and Means Committee this next session, so I'm looking forward to getting into the budget, seeing what the governor proposes, and then working on some alternative plan or working with them to reduce where we need to reduce.
There are a couple of groups. The Teachers Union has their own tax increase proposal. You've got others on the left that have proposed tax increases. Are tax increases dead on arrival from a Republican standpoint?
Well, I believe most of us, if not all, are not in favor of raising any taxes. You know, right now, is any time is actually bad to raise taxes, but right now even more than ever. You know, if I'm a business person that is leaving the high tax state California, the last thing I want to hear my legislators is talking about increasing revenue this next session. You know, I'll just skip the state right over and go somewhere else. You know, and we still have high unemployment. We're not completely open. None of our industries are at 100%. I mean, there's a few that are doing well, but really the majority of the businesses, tourism specifically, that fund our state and local budgets are lagging far behind, and they certainly can't take another hit. So I would believe that you're not going to find much support there.
Do we have better numbers in both of the chambers after the election?
Well, yeah, from our standpoint, we have better numbers. You know, we're out of the super minority in the assembly. They picked up a seat in the Senate, which means you have two houses that need to be negotiated with any tax increases and or to approve a budget, you know. And so I believe it gives Republicans a lot of leverage that we did not have last time, last legislative session, and I think it will help us negotiating this cycle.
Tell me what it was like in the last session and even in the special session under, you know, the dead of night. Tell me what it was like being in the minority like that.
Well, I mean, yeah, technically we don't have any leverage whatsoever. You know, the majority party controls the agenda, pretty much controls what you hear, what you don't hear. I mean, that's the way it's set up. And so you really don't have a strong voice in that process, or at least you have a strong voice, but it may not have any any backing behind it because we just don't have the numbers. And, you know, the special session was very disappointing in the manner in which, you know, we were locked down. There was nobody allowed in the building. You know, we couldn't legislate with a lot of public input. I mean, people were allowed to make statements, but it just wasn't the same as being able to question and talk about things. And I think that's so important in developing policies, getting community feedback and input. And I think I'm hopeful that it's going to be different during this next session.
Again, Assemblyman Tom Roberts joining us from District 13. For those that don't know, most people don't even know what district they live in until election time. Where is District 13?
So I'm in the northwest part of the Las Vegas Valley. It is north of Ann Road, west of Decatur, and east of U.S. 95. It's where Floyd Land Park is, and in that area. It's primarily residential, and it's a great area town.
Tom, let me just ask you, though, this whole thing, the governor and his relationship with the Republicans in both houses during the pandemic, there's been virtually no input from Republicans or even from some of the Democrats that are in the majority. Does this governor have a ways to go relative to communicating with and really including the majority and the minority in the Assembly and the Senate?
Well, I would agree that there's a collaboration issue from the executive branch to some degree. There's been some attempts to get input, and it just hasn't been to the level that I would like to see. And I think there's been some similar frustrations with local governments as well, with handling the pandemic and getting input on what to do and when to do it. So there's been, you know, a lack of collaboration and communication there. Quite often it's a little one way. And so we've expressed those concerns to the governor. He's made some attempts here and there to improve it, but it's still not to the level we'd like to see it.
Tom, we are moving towards the end of the so-called three-week pause, and the numbers keep going up. I saw the positivity rate over the last 14 days was 22%. Do you sense that the governor is ready to shut us down again?
Well, I certainly hope not. We did the pause 3 weeks. From what I'm told from health district officials is that you really need 4 weeks to figure out if what you did was impactful or not. Some of the indications, if you look at some of the reports, although positivity rates are going up, hospitalizations, the rate of people entering is going down. So hopefully, you know, in the next few days, we'll see a downward trend, which may give the governor some ease to not put on further restrictions.
Does it worry you that his favorite governor to the west, Governor Newsom, has locked down essentially 84% of the People's Republic of California?
I'm extremely concerned about that. You know, even this last move to restrict restaurants, you know, 25%, you know, in other businesses, you know, I don't know. What I'm hearing in contact tracing is those are necessarily the sources of COVID exposures. You know, a lot of it is private meetings and, you know, and things that aren't necessarily regulated by the government. And I'm not very comfortable that these last bit of moves, are really going to have an impact. So, I'm fearful that we're going to get shut down further.
Let me just add, because this is the question I asked everybody before the 3 week pause, and that is, what if this doesn't work? What is plan B or C or D or F? What is the next plan if this doesn't work? And nobody seemed to have an answer outside of shutdown. The governor has said repeatedly he does not want to shut the state down. He knows the economic damage it would do, but would he still do it?
Well, I believe if he feels that that he has to go there, I don't think he'll hesitate to go there. I mean, I know there's hope that you know, the vaccine is around the corner because Nevada participated in the trials for that. We're one of the states that are going to get the vaccine first. You know, of course, the majority of that goes to our healthcare workers and, you know, frontline people, which is, and most people at risk, which is where it should go. Hopefully the second round of doses will come shortly after that. We'll actually start impacting our numbers. You know, and so I think there's hope that what we've done so far will carry us through to the vaccine, but, you know, the numbers remain to be seen. I'm hopeful that we can hold off any further restrictions.
Have you had a chance, and I don't mean to ambush you, and if you don't have the numbers in front of you, don't sweat it, but have you checked hospitals in your district to see how they're doing? Because this is all about hospitalization, and you know, as we reach a level, some hospitals are having to cut off elective surgeries. Have you looked at hospitals in your district, and do you know what's happening there?
Well, so I don't have any hospitals in my district, but I do look at daily. I pull up the Southern Nevada Health District to look at the numbers that are there. And if you look at the trends of people going in, there is not as many people going in as there were a few weeks ago. Now, the challenge with hospital capacity is what I'm told is that overall we have less, or, you know, in some hospitals, the same amount of people that we had without COVID last year. The challenge is providers, and that some of the traveling nurses and folks like that, you know, that we're competing with other parts of the country for those folks, and we're struggling to get staff for staffed beds. Are we at a high level? Yes. From my conversations with health district officials last week, they're on a schedule, you know, like a risk factor from 1 to 10. We were at a 3 last week, so we're nowhere near the top. But, you know, you, with infection rates and doubling and things like that, you could certainly get there fairly quick. But I don't think we're at risk yet.
In our final couple of minutes, I've got to ask you about this because it's a major concern for me. I've been able to sit for 5 days a week throughout 9 months of this thing, and I've been watching the pandemic, and I've been watching the governor and his staff and Dieter and all the problems that have surrounded this whole pandemic thing. And I keep asking myself, is this administration capable of bringing off the distribution of 164,000 doses of the vaccine in this first round? What about you? Do you have any doubts about the competency of this state government?
Well, I know here in Clark County that health district officials here have been working collaboratively with other health districts around the state to distribute vaccines. I know that firsthand. And so I believe that plan was shared with the governor's office. They pretty much adopted that plan. And so I believe that the groundwork has been done so that we have a good plan. Hopefully we can execute it.
I hope so. It scares me to death from the people that brought you Dieter. Sounds like a movie promo. It just scares me. Is it going to be the game changer? Is the vaccine going to be the game changer? Will we start seeing in 6 weeks, 8 weeks, will we start seeing the numbers come down as a result of the vaccine?
Well, from what I'm told, is it's a two-part vaccine. And so, you know, we get you know, quite a few, I think 100 and something thousand doses.
164,000. Yeah.
So that's one dose. You got to get a second round. I think it's going to be a few months before we actually start to see any real advantage from it. Now, when you get into the second phase where we're really hitting folks that are most at risk, you know, that's where you'll see an impact on hospitalizations and things like that. And if healthy people are getting it, you know, they're asymptomatic and they're, you know, they're not being hospitalized or ill affected, then, you know, I think that's not going to be the huge issue anymore. It's really the risk of overrunning our hospitals. And it, once we get that at-risk population vaccinated, it, those that do, I think it's going to make a big impact.
Tom, if you wouldn't mind, can you let us know how to reach out to you? I know a lot of folks in Assembly District 13 would like to reach out to you. There may be people across the state that are listening to this show that would like to reach out to you. How do they find you? How do they how do they hook up with you?
Well, so you can find my contact information on my my campaign website at tom@robertsfornevada.com. The four is a number. So that's tom@robertsfornevada.com. You can find my email. That's my email address there. You can email me. You can call me at any time. That information is on my website at 702-429-2880. That's my cell phone, the one I'm on right now. And so I handle those calls and would be more happy to help my constituents.
Hey, Tom, always good to visit with you. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. I know you and your family out there in District 13. Thank you so much to all that you do for our community, and I know we'll talk in the new year.
Thank you, Kevin, and have a Merry Christmas to you and your staff.
There you go. Tom Roberts, Assemblyman District 13. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Hump Day edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier,